It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's Father's Day and it's Sunday. That also means it is the U.S. Open, and a tradition certainly in my family also. I talked about my father, my stepfather, big-time golfer. He's the one who got me into golf and playing golf, and the Father's Day barbecues and watching the U.S. Open, always a tradition in our family. So here we are, Sunday, Pinehurst, all the tradition of that golf course, and Bryson DeChambeau, Rory McIlroy dueling down the stretch with Patrick Cantlay and Bryson on top, Rory with heartbreak. To talk about it, we bring in Mark Canizzaro from the New York Post. He is down there covering the tournament. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rory. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. And for those, I'll tell you, is I was riveted watching this, this tournament and this Sunday, and especially that back nine, and had no idea how this drama would play out and who would come out on top. I guess I'll leave it to you in terms of your lead story here. Is it the happiness of Bryson DeChambeau winning, or the heartbreak of Rory McIlroy? It's hard to say, you know, anything other than on some level, with all the magic of that putter kind of choking and missing some short putts.
Yeah, Rory, it's kind of right down the middle. I mean, you know, Bryson has the transformation of Bryson over the last, you know, year or so, is unbelievable. If you look at it, it feels like it's just a short time ago when people kind of, you know, mocked Bryson, you know, in a little bit. He's a quirky guy. He's kind of a golf nerdy guy. And, you know, there was the little bit of a feud, if you will, between him and Brooks Koepka, and everybody kind of took Koepka's side as kind of the cool guy. And Bryson was, you know, a little bit, kind of mocked a little bit.
For people who don't follow, when you say quirky also, that, and he's a golf nerd, for perspective also, just give people the background that they're, you know, he's a tinkerer and a trial and error guy, and everything from the bodybuilder phase, the 3D golf club phase. Like, he's not like everybody else.
No, he's not. And quite frankly, I kind of give him a bit of credit for some of that, because, you know, he went, you know, right around COVID period, he bulked up. And, you know, Bryson's a guy that kind of thinks, you know, he comes off as a guy that thinks he has all the answers, right? And, you know, there's a little bit of Mickelson in him, right? You know, Phil Mickelson is obviously more of a veteran guy over the years, and Mickelson's a big tinkerer and does a lot of stuff. And I think Bryson kind of feels like he's got the answers, and it comes off as a little bit arrogant. And around COVID time, you know, he bulked up. He decided he was going to, you know, kind of become the Incredible Hulk, and he was going to drive the ball, you know, 10 miles. And that was the way he was going to transform the game, you know, a little bit. And interestingly, you know, he had some success doing that, Lori, but he also kind of realized that was not sustainable. So he went the other way and lost some weight, got a little bit leaner and whatnot. And I give him credit for that. And here he is now. And obviously he went to LIV Golf, which has been very polarizing topic for everybody in the sport.
Yeah, the Saudi-backed golf league. So he joined that, which has been controversial.
So it's here we are now. This is a guy that not long ago was kind of looked at as this weird dude who's like, who is this guy? Now,
Mark, I think the weird dude who, to your point, players on the tour taking Koepka's side, so unpopular a little bit with the players was the perception, and on some level, not as with that arrogance, not embraced by the fans. Like, that's the backstory, I would say, a couple of years ago. So fast forward to where we are with this guy right now who just won a U.S. Open today.
Yeah, I think he's kind of humbled himself a little bit, Laurie. I mean, he's gone from the guy who thinks he has all the answers and realized, maybe being the incredible Hulk was not the way to go. And he slimmed himself down a little bit. There's a lot of stuff going on over here. He's become extremely involved with social media and his YouTube channel and whatnot. He's very, very interactive with the fans. And that is really, really, he's connected with people, it feels like it's happened overnight a little bit. He's become that guy who's kind of like, oh, who is this guy? And we don't root for him. And now I go back to Valhalla, which is the PGA Championship, which is the previous major championship for this week, in Kentucky. And nobody was cheered for with more vigor than Bryson was in that. And he ended up losing that tournament by one shot to Xander Schauffele, and who's a popular guy himself. But I mean, I'm telling you, I've never seen people cheer harder for anybody than they cheered for Bryson that week. And it was very much the same this week here in Pinehurst.
And it's interesting at a time when obviously, Tiger Woods no longer really able to compete for majors. Phil Mickelson, has become controversial, but even still also in his 50s and not going to be not making cuts, not going to be competing for majors. And the game, Scottie Scheffler, by far the best player in the world, but a very even-keeled type of personality. And so is Bryson DeChambeau on some level, and all of his quirkiness and his big personality, is he the player that the tour needs?
Well, it's funny, there's a little bias there because I happened to be speaking yesterday to, when I was out walking and following Bryson, and these are some, his agents, some people. Bryson really feels like he wants to change the game. And again, maybe this is going to go to the arrogant level, but arrogance level, if you will, but he wants to kind of transform the game, and people can relate to him to some degree. I think people are fascinated with him because he still hits the ball 10 miles. And, even though he's not as bulked up as he was back in the day. And I think people see the, a little bit of a humbleness in him a bit. And, he has a personality. I mean, listen, you just mentioned Scheffler. I mean, there's not a more classy guy and a proper guy on the tour than Scheffler, but Scheffler, people look at as kind of robotic and not a very fascinating figure, if you will, in the games, personality wise. Bryson, people are drawn to because he is a little bit more compelling. He's more interesting. And, it's people are drawn to that. This whole week to me, Laurie, was like, people are just, they're fascinated with Bryson.
Yep,
they're not necessarily fascinated with some of the other guys like a Scottie Scheffler. They were fascinated with Tiger back in the day, in his stretch, right? Because he was just very otherworldly with what he did physically and whatnot.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, no, they were chanting his name, Bryson, all day, and you could certainly hear that. So for people who either watched it and maybe... or didn't, but like to me, the shot of the tournament, the I guess what was it? The bunker shot that he hits on 18. Can you set up that shot? Talk about that shot, the impact, and this thing could have gone to a playoff, and he makes that shot.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know what he did? He did everything down the stretch in the cauldron of the pressure that Rory was unable to do and didn't. I mean, I don't want to listen. I'm a huge Rory McIlroy fan. I'm a fan of Bryson's, but I mean, and you mentioned it at the start when we first started this conversation. I mean, let's be honest. Rory came up a bit small in the most heightened pressure moments.
Yep.
And going back to Bryson was Bryson's scramble. I mean, he literally was scrambling that entire much of the round today, and certainly in the back nine. He wasn't hitting fairways. He was hitting incredible shots, bad spots.
For people who didn't see it, like, so this is a U.S. Open course, which means, I mean, he's hitting the ball, and what was that stuff that he was hitting out of? It's not like a typical rough or anything like that. It was, I mean, he's hitting the ball out of garbage there.
Yeah, what they did, they transformed kind of Pinehurst number two a few years back going 10 years ago to 14. There's a lot of, they kind of made it a bunch of native areas. It's kind of dusty and sandy areas with these thatches of little, they call it wire grass and stuff like that. And listen, there's a lot of luck involved too. I mean, he came up in some spots where he had some decent lies and there were some bad lies, but going back to the ultimate shot, as you spoke about, and quite frankly, I think it really, when you look at it, it's one of the greatest, in my opinion. And I've covered 100+ major championships. I can't count more than five, shots in that kind of pressure in my 30+ years that I would say is more clutch and more difficult than the shot that he hit out of the bunker, as you said, on 18 in the 72nd hole. I know you're a golfer. We've talked before. I mean, as a golfer and amongst the listeners here, there's not a more difficult shot to hit than the long bunker shot. Now, I'm not talking about the green side, a 15, 20, yard bunker shot. This is a 50 or so yard bunker shot.
It was like 55 yards. Yeah, I mean, yeah, 55 yards, and this is the 18th hole, and you have a chance to win it.
He was open, and he stuffed it to 4 feet. And quite frankly, the shot before that, he has to punch out from the ball's up against a root.
Oh yeah, that's
with a tree blocking his backswing.
Yeah, under a tree, so he can't take a full swing under a tree, punching out of a root, and then it goes into the sand, and then all he has to do is hit it 55 yards, and sticks it to 4 feet.
So, Lori, when you look at the contrast between those two shots that we just discussed, Yeah. And Rory unable, I mean, Rory literally on the 16th hole missed a 2-foot putt.
Yeah.
He pulled a 2-foot putt. And on 18, he had a 4-foot putt that did not even scrape. It didn't even hit the edge of the hole.
Yeah.
It didn't even, of the cup. You know what I mean? So, again, I don't want to, I'm not trying to trash Rory here, but, you know.
Again, for people who weren't watching,
this is what happened.
His putter was magical for a lot of Sunday. He was hitting 20-footers. He was hitting 12-footers. He was, he was making all these putts. And when it came down to with the tournament, and for Rory McIlroy, it had been what?
10 years.
10 years since he'd won a U.S. Open. He had a chance to be
a major.
10 years in major. I guess 11 years since an Open or whatever it was, but something, yeah, where he had an opportunity to be the longest between the first time you won a U.S. Open and the second time you won a U.S. Open. 10 years since the last time he won a major, and we thought, you know, we were starting to worry, will Rory never win another one? And it was feeling inevitable on Sunday that he had that 2-shot lead, and it looked like him. And his game looked so buttoned up, and then to miss a 2.5-footer. What did he say about it afterwards?
Well, that's part of the narrative here. He was playing one hole in front of Bryson. Obviously, missed that putt, went in, signed his card. Bryson, what's so fascinating, and I don't know how, you know, of our listeners that are watching what took place this afternoon, but the theater and the is unbelievable at Pine Earth number 2. And I've covered, this is the fourth U.S. Open I've covered here, going back to 1999 when Phil Mickelson lost to Payne Stewart. The theater on like 16, 17, 18, particularly 17, 18, which are right next to each other, you know exactly what the other person's doing. And Rory knew the trouble that Bryson was in, even after he had missed his putt. He goes in, signs his card. As soon as Bryson got that incredible up and down, which you just referred to, Rory literally went right to his courtesy car in the parking lot and in tears and just bolted. So he didn't speak to anybody.
Oh, wow.
It was a very dramatic situation.
Wow.
I wonder, quite frankly, he's scheduled to play Travelers this week, the next PGA Tour event, which is a big event up in Hartford. I am not going to be stunned if he doesn't play there next week. This is devastating.
Devastating loss. Devastating loss. Yeah. Wow. And you mentioned Payne Stewart in terms of the connection and DeChambeau.
Yeah.
What is it now? 20? Is it 25 years?
Yeah. 25 years, yeah.
Since Payne Stewart famously won the U.S. Open there and then so tragically passed away.
And, you know, there's a connection, really. I mean, it's what we love sports for, right? Like, things like this. But Payne Stewart went to SMU in Texas, and Bryson DeChambeau was recruited, went and visited SMU before he went, as he was getting ready to go to college, did not realize that Payne Stewart had gone there. Saw pictures of him in the wall, and Stewart had always been a huge idol of Bryson's, and he literally was like, Payne Stewart went here? And I mean, Bryson used to literally wear the flat cap, the whole thing that the Payne,
yeah,
you know, wore back in the day, that was very famous, along with his knickers and all that kind of thing. And Payne was a reason that Bryson went to SMU, and Bryson all week this week had a flat cap attached to his golf bag in honor of Payne, and on the back of his cap that he was wearing, he had a Payne Stewart pin on there, which is kind of a Payne Stewart logo, which they have a statue of here at the Pinehurst. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, really crazy connections. It was a very emotional, kind of, fascinating day on all levels. The Rory level, and obviously the Bryson level.
One last storyline I did also want to ask about that would have been even more interesting had Rory McIlroy won, but how did it go with Rory and Patrick Cantlay playing together? For those people who have not understood the backstory there, feel free to describe it, I guess, without, try not to use expletives.
Yeah, well, as briefly as I can say, at the Ryder Cup in the fall in Italy, there was a Cantlay was playing against Rory in the Ryder Cup, and Cantlay was not wearing a cap, if you will. The European fans were mocking him. Rory is not a huge fan. Neither guy's a huge fan of each other, if you will, right? And Cantlay's caddy is Joe LaCava, who I happen to know quite well. He used to be Tiger's caddy.
Yep.
You know, at the very end of that match in which Rory and Cantlay were playing, Joe had just heard and seen enough. He was trying to defend his player who had been mocked by the fans all around the golf course in Italy. And when Cantlay made a huge putt on 18, LaCava was kind of waving his cap and going crazy in celebration. And Rory was trying to line up his putt at that point, and he was pissed, and he missed the putt. Match was over, and there was a confrontation amongst some of the European players and Joe afterward, and then Rory was extremely vocal afterwards. So here they are paired again here. Quite frankly, that really was kind of very much in the background today, Lori. I mean, it was kind of a cool storyline going into the day, but I think things were bigger than that today, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And there was no friction today or anything like that. But it was a good storyline going in today. But it was, listen, that's where I like sports, right? There's these storylines.
Yeah, that one would have been an interesting footnote. But the bigger story, of course, is that Rory McIlroy choked away an opportunity to win a major tournament. And Bryson DeChambeau came up huge in the biggest moment with one of those shots, that 55, bunker shot being one of the ones that we'll remember. Mark Canizzaro from the New York Post. How jealous should I be? Are you like playing Pinehurst tomorrow or something like that?
No, I've got a flight in about 5 hours to go back home after a long week of work. It was an awesome week, but no, yeah, I'm not playing tomorrow. Okay. I would like to, but I'm not.
All right, fair enough. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Lori. Good talking to you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.